Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Chaf Ches, and we are starting about the eighth line with the words Rabavuna Ba Kumi Rabimi. And in the Vilna source of Daf, it's on Yonam Beis, a little bit before, halfway through the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mar Samarim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the Chiv to Dial Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara says Rabavuna Ba Kumi Rabimi, Rabavuna asked in front of Rabimi, Goyim Maushiu Mitsuvan Al Kiddush Hashem, or Goyim Chayv in Kiddush Hashem. We know that according to Sheva Mrs. B'nai Yonayach, a Goy is not allowed to serve Vaid Zara. So let's say someone tells a Goy, serve Vaid Zara, I'll kill you. Is he chayv to dial kiddush Hashem? So Amalei told him the pasuk says, "Mikdashi b'sech b'nei Yisrael," and I'll be sanctified among the b'nei Yisrael. Yisrael mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Only Yidden are chayv in kiddush Hashem. Ve'ena goyim mitzvah kiddush Hashem, and goyim are not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. The Gemara continues. Rav Nasa b'shem Rabbi Lazar shamalam and ada. Rav Nasa and Rabbi Lazar heard this from the following. The pasuk says, "Odavar zay yisach Hashem la'avdecha v'goyimer." In regards to this thing, Hashem should forgive your servant. This is referring to Naaman, who was a non-Jew. After he accepted upon himself the shevet b'nei Noach, he told Elisha Navi that he's going to have to bow down to Avod Zara with the king whenever he accompanies him. And in regards to this, Hashem should forgive your servant. That's what Naaman told Elisha. And Elisha was quiet. He didn't respond to him, which means that he agreed to him. In other words, he was telling him, you're not chayv to give up your life al kiddush Hashem in such a case. And again, we see from here, Yisrael mitzuvan al kiddush Hashem ve'in ha-goyim mitzuvan al kiddush Hashem, only Yidden are chayv in kiddush Hashem and not goyim. The Gemara continues with the story of Rav Bar Zmina, hav mechayit gabe chad ha-hermoi b'roimi. Rav Bar Zmina was a tailor by an Aramean in Rome. As he lay busted nevela, one time he brought him nevela. Amalei, he told Rav Bar Zmina, achayil, eat it. So Amalei told him, lein achal, I'm not eating it. Amalei told him, achayil, eat it. Delchein anak ketel nolach, if not, I'm going to kill you. So Amalei told him, inba is miktel, ketel, if you want to kill me, you could kill me. Da no lein emechal basud nevela, because I'm not going to eat this meat that's nevela. So Amalei, the Aramean, then told him, mehen wud alacha, how did you know, the ilo achalta, that if you would have eaten it, havina katal alacha, I would have killed you. And why would I have killed you? Because ayudai, ayudai, ayarmai, ayarmai. If you're going to be a Jew, then be a full fledged Jew and don't eat basud nevela, even at the pain of death, or if you want to be an Aramean, so be an Aramean. So you're actually lucky that you didn't eat the meat because I would have killed you if you would have eaten it. Now, Rav Mana commented on this. Ilu Havar Rav Arbazmina Shom Milein Drabanan. If Rav Arbazmina would have known this matter, the Rabbanon, that we learned on yesterday's daf, that actually a person should eat the meat in such a circumstance because it's not one of the main three Averas, Avod Zar, Gilur Asin, Shvichas Damim, and he was told to eat this meat in private. So if Rav Arbazmina would have known this, so Mechel Hava, he would have eaten it and then he would have been killed. So it's actually a good thing that he didn't know the halacha. Now, going back to discussing doing work in a field on Shemitah. The Gemara asked, Taiva Umes. Let's say a person planted his field on Shemitah and then he died. So, Benoy Maushei Motel Zara, is his son allowed to plant it after Shemitah? We had said in the Mishnah that the person himself is Knas, that he's not allowed to plant it after Shemitah. But what about his son? His son wasn't the one that did the Isser. So, Rabbi Yaakov Racha said the name of Imi, who said B'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Taiva Umes, if the person planted his field and died, Benoy Motel Zara, his son is allowed to plant it. However, Taiva Umachara, also Zara, if this fellow himself plowed the field and then sold it afterwards, it's Usser to plant it. Because if it would be Mutter to plant it, then people would do this on Shemitah. They would plow their fields and sell them at a premium for after Shemitah, an already plowed field is worth a lot of money. The Gemara continues, however, Avar Vizara, if he was Ivar and he planted the field after Shemitah, Mutter, the fruits that grow are Mutter, Shalai Gazru El Agedar Shu Yachal Amid Bai, because Chum only were Gazer on something that people are able to stand by. But this is something a person is not going to be able to handle, not mixing these fruits with those fruits. So if the person already planted it, the fruits are going to be Mutter. The Gemara continues, Tiu Bismana Zem Mahu, what about plowing nowadays? As we had said, Rabbi Yane allowed a person to plow their field once on Shemitah, that's because the government required it. But what about plowing it a second time? Is a person Knast after Shemitah that he's not allowed to plant it? So Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah Sovar Meimar Shari. Rav Yirmiyah thought to say that it was permitted to plant it afterwards. However, Rabbi Yisrael said, V'loi Shmiya Rav Yirmiyah Shu Loika. Didn't Rav Yirmiyah hear that a person would get Malkus for doing this? And Loi Shmiya Shu Pasal Min Eidus? Didn't he hear that a person would be Pasal from Eidus if he planted it afterwards? However, Chazav Amar, he tracked it and said, In Duhu Shmiya, yes, he did hear this, Ela Ke'inish Deshama Milo Makshiela. But it's like a person who heard something and is asking on it, meaning Rav Yirmiyah didn't hold of this. Chav Chasam Beis on top, Amar Rav Chizkiya said, Itasos Kumi Rav Yirmiyah. I asked the following question in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. The proper girsa is Va'amar, and I said, Chi is a bezin amenu bitel. Which bezin got up and was mevatel this? We have an Isser that one's not allowed to plow their field on Shemitah, and even though there was a certain point in time that it became mutter for a particular reason, but it doesn't mean that a bezin got up and was mevatel the Isser, so the Isser is still technically in place. And the Gemara continues, and this is the proper girsa, Chayli de Rav Chizkiya menada. The strength or the proof for Rav Chizkiya is from the following. Bas Yisrael shebasla hatik mena kohenes. If a Bas Yisrael, a regular Yiddish woman, comes to light a flame from a kohenes who's allowed to use truma, but a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to use truma. Still, Tevel Sabsila, the proper girsa is Bishem and Sreifu Madlekes. This Bas Yisrael is allowed to dip her wick into Shem and Sreifa, which is Tomei Truma oil that's allowed to be lit by a Kayin and usually not allowed to be lit by Yisrael, but in this case, she's allowed to light it. And Rav Chana says, B'shem D'Beis Rabbi Yanai, the reason why it's permitted is because Shas Mishlachas Zeivim Haisa, this was a time where there were wolves roaming around and wolves got scared off by fire. So this was a unique situation in which Bezdin allowed a Bas Yisrael to light her flame from Shem and Truma. And V'loi Amud Bezdin Ubitel. Bezdin was never Mavatal this heter. And therefore, the this heter continues even after there's no more wolves. And kamad etemer taman loy amid bezin ubitel, the same way that we say over there in regards to the shem and truma case we just quoted, the bezin was not mevatel it, and memelo the heter continues. So v'kay loy amid bezin ubitel. So to over here, bezin didn't get up and mevatel it. Namely, the iser of plowing one's land on shemitah was never officially mevatel by bezin, and that's why Chizkiah is asking in Rabbi Yirmiyah that even though maybe there was a particular time that it is permitted to plow on shemitah, that wasn't an official bittel by bezin of the iser, and the iser is technically still here. Now the Gemara tells us Udikava saw, and similarly. Now what does that mean, and similarly? So this actually refers to a Mishnah, Maseches Ksubas, which discusses a man who died leaving over a wife, a Balchayv, and Yarshim, and not enough money for all of them. And there's Machlekes who gets his possessions. So according to one man, the Amar, even if they happen to be in the Rishus of the Yarshim, that doesn't make it theirs, because they never had intent to be kind to them, and therefore the wife or Balchayv can grab it from them. And there's a man, the Amar, who disagrees. So now our Gemara is saying Udikava saw, and similar to that Machlekes, we have Machlekes in regards to Shemitah. May I say Adam Zachar Peres Abishvias, from when is a person Zaycheh in his own fruits on Shemitah, meaning they're grown in his land? We know that they're Hefker, but if the owner of the land wants to pick his fruits, he could pick them like everyone else can. So when is it that he's Zaycheh in those fruits? So Rav Yirmiyah Savar Meimar, Rav Yirmiyah wanted to say, Mishiyat Nimusach Kelov, from when he puts them into his basket. However, Rav Yossi Savar Meimar, Rav Yossi wanted to say, Afilu Nasal Musach Kelov, Loi Zaycheh Behen. Even if he placed them in his Kelim, he's still not Zaycheh in them, Duhu Savar, because the owner figures, the Inun Didei, that they belong to him. Bless Inun Didei, however, they do not belong to him. And therefore, just because the owner placed them in his basket, that doesn't mean they're officially his, because again, he's placing them in his basket thinking that they're his. So he didn't really have intent to be kind to them. And technically, someone could take them from him even though they're in his basket. Now we have a story about this. Kadar Abtarfin, just like Abtarfin, Yar Lechal Katsias Mitoich Shaloi, he went to eat dried figs from his own field, and this was on Shemitah. But when he went to take these figs, it was Shaloi Betoiva Ke Beis Shammai, without showing any appreciation like Beis Shammai. As we learned in the Mishnah previously, Beis Shammai says that if you're going into field on Shemitah to take fruits there, you're not allowed to express appreciation to the owner, because like you're saying, thank you for letting me in to take your fruits, but there's no reason to thank him, they're not his fruits, they're Hefker. So Tarfin went into his own field on Shemitah, and he didn't ask permission from the watchman to go in, and he didn't say thank you very much. Now Chamanis and Tirei, the watchman of the field, saw him, and they started beating him. Now Karchama Garma B'Sakana, when he realized that he was in danger, he was getting beaten so much, Amrloin, he told them, B'chayechon, by your lives, Amrun Goy Beisei Der Tarfin, please tell the household of Tarfin, Asun Leitachrichin, that they should prepare burial shrouds for him, because he thought that he was going to die, they were beating him so much. Now Kachamun Kane, when they heard this, they realized that it was Reb Tarfin, they fell on their faces. Amr Le, they told him, Rebbe, Sharilan, please forgive us. Chavta someone else on the top. So Amr Le, and he told him, Yesi alai, it should come on me. I'll call chayt v'chayt to have a nachas alai. On every strike that rested on me, meaning every time you hit me, Havina Sharil Chayn al Kadmaya, I forgive you for the previous one. Now the Gemara tells us that Be'ilin Tartin Milaya, Nag Reb Tarfin ke Beishamai, Vesakin. In regards to these two things, Reb Tarfin acted like Beishamai and he endangered himself. Behadon, this one that we just said, Ube Kriyashma in regards to Kriyashma. In the first parakim Sechas Brachas, Beishamai holds that a person has to say Kriyashma at night when he's laying down, because it says ubishachbacha, when you lie down. And Reb Tarfin in that Mishnah relates that I did like Beis Shammai and I endangered myself because of robbers along the way. So we see in these two things that he did like Beis Shammai and he endangered himself. Now back to our story, Reb Avo says b'shem Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, call Yomim Shal Reb Tarfin, all the days of Reb Tarfin, hayimas ana al davar hazeh, he was pained because of this thing. But he said, I leish and ischabati b'kisser shal Tyra, woe unto me that I was accorded honor with the kesser of Tyra. And the reason why he's saying this is because once he told the Shomrim that he was Reb Tarfin, they stopped beating him. And even though it was his field, and even if it wasn't his field, he was allowed to take the fruits because it was Shemitah, still he could have gotten out of it by paying them off a lot of money. He could have just told them, stop beating me, I'll pay you off. But instead, he said he was Reb Tarfin, using the fact that he was Chashiv to get out of what was happening to him, so he was always pained over the fact that he gained because he was a Talmid Chacham, and he used the Kesser of Torah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Halacha, Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.